There's a lot to love about this couple I'm about to bring on the air because, if I'm not mistaken, hanging around them for years, seeing how much they're in love, I think that they met in high school. Was it high school or right after high school?
I'd be in jail if I, you know. There's a little bit of age difference here.
All right, so. Well, she doesn't seem that much older than you. But anyway.
Oh, you better watch it.
She knows I'm kidding. But you did know each other forever.
40 years this year that we've known each other. We've been married 34.
I'm just saying, it was a long time ago that you knew that you were each the right person for each other. And you've been fabulous. You've been a shining example of couples working together, helping each other grow and be wildly successful, and understanding equally how important philanthropy is, and knowing you wanted your children to understand how important philanthropy is. And that's how this all came about, and the Chelani Family Foundation, which you mentioned earlier when you started that. I had no idea it was that long ago.
Yeah. In fact, we met at a charity golf outing, Vicki and I, that my dad put on. It was the year that he passed, for St. Mary's Hospital in Livonia. And that's how we met, at a charity golf outing. She was volunteering her time.
And that's where I learned the story. I was at your dad's charity golf outing. I think after you'd already passed, you continued to do it.
Yes.
And that's where I heard the story, and I got a little confused, but I know you've been together forever. And I think that's lovely. She got it in there.
I'm not the only one that takes shots at people.
Well, now I know where you got it.
Yeah.
But God bless you both for what you do. And to come up with $200,000 out of the Family Foundation, that means you were teaching your kids early on, I remember when they were little, about giving and the joy in giving. And that continues today, doesn't it, Vicki?
It does. I'm proud to say that all three of my children are involved in this, in the Chelani Family Foundation, and where we put our money. But they all have also gone on to do their own things, and we're now seeing that come to pass. But our oldest son, Vinny, has taken over a lot of the charity work that I do. He and his wife now sit on some of those boards for me. And then our youngest son, Vinny, or Ben, who is expecting his first child. We're going to be grandparents for the first time.
Oh, nice.
Through his own business, they are doing a can drive for the homeless for the holidays. So he's working with his own staff to raise funds and raise money and raise food for those less fortunate. And our daughter, who's out in California and loves horses, now works at a horse farm where they're in need of extra labor, and she does it, you know, just for her love of animals.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I know she also is very much involved, too. Olivia is very much involved in the Chelani Family Vineyards. I think you and Olivia operate that mostly.
Yes, we are a force to reckon with out there. But she's doing a great job out there. We're happy to have family presence out in Napa. We think it's important for our business that we have that presence out in the valley, and she's doing a great job, and she's got all kinds of ideas of how to take us to the next level. I'm looking to retire. She's looking to figure out how we can expand the business.
So does, I don't mean to ask it right in front of him. So does Tom do anything anymore other than the charitable stuff?
He's my best salesman. He does a good job selling wine.
A pretty good taster, too.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to sell really good wine, and the Chelani Family Vineyards have created really good wine and have been extremely successful in the world of the vineyards and wine world. In a very short period of time. It may not feel like it, Tom, but it's a pretty short period of time to establish yourselves the way you have.
You know, to start a new brand in any business, it takes time, and you've got to have the tenacity to stay in there and hang in there. But what a treat it is for us to go to the venue. It's never felt like work over the 17 years. We go out there. We love it. We meet so many people from around the world that come in to see us. And it's just a joy, because when somebody sits in front of you, Paul, for the first time, and you've never met them in your life, you know they have a passion for food and wine. Mm. They're already sitting in front of you with the same passion
right.
that we have.
Right. All right. Another passion you have for the whole family, is your charitable work. This is one of them. There's Cars and Cigars. There's Hunger Free and the D. Their ninth annual one. You've raised millions of dollars. How did we do today?
Well, we're doing very good. In fact, I just got a gentleman just walked in, heard us on the radio. He lives out here in the area. His name is John Buchanan, and cut a $2,500 check to the Capuchins. And he just heard us on the air, and he says, "I'm coming over."
That's beautiful.
That's the power that you have, Paul, the team that you are at WJR.
Well, the power that you have, my friend, took that $2,500 and made it $5,000, just like that.
And he felt good about it, too.
Well, he should. And awesome. God bless him for doing that. And for you, too, even though we're off the air, you can still call in, and you might not hear a bunch about it, but hungerfreeinthed.com or call 855-315-3663, 855-315-FOOD. You can continue to contribute. Please do. Tom and Vicki Chalani, God bless you for all you do, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it.
Stand by for news. Regards, Paul W. Smith.